having a period, and for a trans man like myself, that is very traumatic.
Basically, it causes dysphoria, and it's a really awful thing to go through. I'm going to go up to people and ask if they have my doll. While my legs are dripping blood.
Do you guys have any my doll?
No. Ew, what?
No.
What? No. Are you dying?
My death. Do you have any my doll?
No.
Do you guys by chance have my doll?
Hello, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Kill it with fire! Burn that shit down! What the hell? What the hell is that?
Elijah, looks like you had a rough night last night. You went a little bit overboard with the eyeliner, but no judgment here, no judgment.
In my free time, I'm a transgender demon that leaks blood out of my legs. Did that person just say that they were going to let blood drip down their legs and ask people for my doll while dressing like a demon?
Yeah, and you know, those poor girls saw this gigantic man, woman with the beard and demonic spirit come up to them and were truly, genuinely afraid and ran away. I would probably do the same thing.
Yeah, you know, I will say that is a whoa, man. Like, I'd be like, whoa, the hell is this? I mean, when we're talking about these people are satanic, and you're like, no, 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 they're not demons. They're not satanic.
And then this comes then up this- to you. What is that?
I have no idea what that is. We have so much good things to talk about today, including a 16-year-old getting arrested in school for not wearing a mask. We have updates on the children pole dancing phenomenon. It turns out that the people behind that really are pedophiles. And we are also just have more weird videos of people that make us want to commit suicide, to be completely honest. My name is Elijah Schaefer. And on that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have 8K graphics, confetti of color blowing up in our face. I am joined by the lovely producer, reporter, host of the Rapid Fire podcast, Savannah Hernandez.
What's up, guys? What's up?
And I love, somebody asked about the picture behind you, and I just want to say that one of you guys made that, and we're never going to explain to you what it is, and if you don't
know. If you know, you know. If you don't, I guess you're not a real fan of Slightly Offensive, and now you have to binge watch all of our episodes.
Yeah, you got to just keep up with the show to know what's really going on. Obviously, as we jump into things, the world is absolutely insane, and I just flew back from Miami. I am so tired. I went to Amp Fest. It was a great time. I really give a shout out to them for having us out there. I really appreciate it. Got a few more events coming up soon. And when I was getting on the plane, one of my favorite things to do, because I just, the only time I'll ever put on a mask is to get on a plane because I have to do my job too. And I put it on, and you know, I this is the one that I wear on planes. Just to get on the plane.
Very subtle. I really like that.
And
it looks very breathable, I would say.
Well, the thing is it doesn't do anything. Mm. Just like most masks say on the box that you read the box and it says it's not as helpful as you are told by YouTube. YouTube says they're really helpful and that they change your entire life. But most masks are just like this. It's just kind of like to show people, like, look, I'm a part of the state. But that's why I got to talk to you about fake masks, worldwide.com, fakemaskworldwide.com. Now, you obviously remember it used to be called fakemaskusa.com, and then it was fakemaskusa2.com. Well, that even got taken down because it's a veteran-owned company, and they sell novelty products that piss off people but work to get you on the plane or at your job, but for nothing else. So they've been canceled. They're one of the most canceled companies in America. But of course, if you want the best worst mask in the, look at that. If you want the best,
if you want face panties,
yeah, I don't. If you want one of these things, they have double incognito, so they have one thicker and they have one even thinner than this. That'll be sure just to make people angry, but it does. You can get on the planes with this, and I do. So go to fakemaskworldwide.com. That's fakemaskworldwide.com. Use promo code TheBlaze, TheBlaze, to get 10% off your entire order, including apparel and whatever else they have, like bottle openers, decals, tumblers, etc. That's fakemaskworldwide.com. If you wanted to know, they got taken down. But you can still get these things, and you won't get around. I think masks are stupid, and so are these. And that's why I love them, and I give them to people. Every time I wear one, I laugh, just like by putting it on.
No, that's the best part of it. It's like it'll put a smile on your face, and the best part is you can still see the smile. Hey.
Hey, fake mask. Worldwide.com, promo code the plays for 10% off your panty masks. Okay. All right. So where were we? I think we're talking about transgender demons or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So transgender demons. We've gotten to the point, by the way, you pointed out at the end of this video that what's weird about this is that it was the white women who were like, ew, what, ew. Mm-hmm. That was my response. That thing came up to me. I was just like, gross. Next.
Yeah. You know, when I saw this in the Twitter DMs, I was like, damn it, Elijah, what crazy crap am I about to watch?
Yeah. And they said this was art. And so the point of this video was to have a period. And you ever notice that these weird, like, leftist people are always obsessed with being as repulsive and disgusting as possible? Like, they love periods.
Yeah, and they love smearing the period blood either all over their body, yes, or forcing you to look at it like, this came out of my vagina and it's my blood, and if you don't accept it, you're a bigot. Like,
it's gross.
Bro, no, that's just nasty. Gross.
It's vile. But of course, most people are just like, yeah, get away from me. Who's the guy? I'm going to say who's the guy. Just like we expected, who's the person that says, oh my gosh, you're beautiful? Who is it, Savannah?
There it is. It's the beautiful white liberal who says, oh my gosh, you are so beautiful. And of course, you know, if a transgender demon walked up to you on the street, that wouldn't be your natural reaction. And I'm sure it wasn't this guy's either. He was just probably like, I'm not trying to get fired from my job, and this person has a camera phone. You're beautiful. I'm sorry.
I'll say this. He's wearing a real face mask outside.
And he has a microphone around his neck, actually. So it looks like he may be a member of the media.
Yeah, and
potentially.
Yeah. I don't know why he has a microphone on his neck. But I will say this, that it's always these white liberals. Look, man, you can be honest. Transgender demons probably should be excluded from society.
Maybe.
And you might be able to walk around like that, but you're not beautiful. Like, and also, like, the antler ears, like, this looks like something right out of Narnia. You know?
Honestly, this just kind of looks like your average preschool teacher in the USA nowadays. Let's be honest here, okay?
Yeah. You told me that I looked good that day.
I lied to you. I lied to you. The black dress and a demonic eyeliner is definitely not a look, Elijah. Maybe we can try just, like, a more toned-down drag attire for you.
Yeah, no, and this is true. And this is not the only person. So obviously, in trying to ruin Savannah's life and send you horrible videos to make you watch, the important part about this is that we also were alerted by somebody similar. This is what I'm talking about being repulsive. Mm-hmm. This is a climate change activist trying to explain to us the importance of climate change through one of the most sexually repressive videos. Like, if you struggle with sexual impurity, and you're like, let's just say, like, the boys out there, let's be real here. Like, you're trying not to look at porn or something, and you're struggling, and you're like, how do I get rid of this urge? Mm-hmm. How do I no longer have a sexual
desire? Yeah.
And you totally want to kill your libido. Even, let's say, let's take it a step further for the girls. Let's just say a guy's trying to take advantage of you illegally. And mace isn't working, right? You can't use mace. Mm-hmm. And he's trying
We're a lot smaller. It's harder to push back.
Can't fight back. Have this video ready on your phone. Show it to him like a cross to a vamp. Is that vampire? Something to a vampire.
Like a
silver cross to a vampire. This is for sure to make any man not only become soft, but to actually invert his genitals so he becomes a transgender woman. This is what this is. It's so gross. Let's go and let's watch this, and we'll just, I don't know if we can dig into this any more than we've already said, but let's watch this.
What do you think is the number one contributing factor to global warming? Agriculture? The fashion industry? Something else? I'll tell you a secret. It's the U.S. military. The U.S. military is the world's largest consumer of oil. It's the world's biggest polluter. Our armed forces create 750,000 tons of toxic waste every year. Depleted uranium.
My favorite one. The
jet fuel.
Every year.
Lead and
I had about like a 10% will to live, and now it's at about 2.5%. Thank you.
I mean, I just don't want to be repetitive, but I will be repetitive. Why are they like this? Why are they always like this?
Well, I'm pretty sure that one of the prerequisite classes for, you know, women's studies is this. So, yeah.
It's a mating call of Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody watch the Cinderella story when you were younger? Do you remember that one guy who was like with the cape, and he's like, yeah. Hello, a fair lady, and would you like a libation for a fair lady? And she's like, ooh, the mating dance of Zion. And he's like, go, go, go.
No, you know what, Elijah? I would just like to point out that last week YouTube said that we cannot talk about climate change in a negative way. These are the people who are now going to dictate climate change policy and what we are allowed to speak about in regards to this subject. So I would just personally like to say I feel extremely safe, and I'm very happy that the narrative is in this person's hands.
Can I ask you, so this is to the climate change people. So two things on this. Number one, nobody's denying the change of the climate. The same people who are telling us we're warming up the world with our carbon emissions are telling us that before we were even excreting carbon at a high rate, there was an ice age. So things have already been getting warmer, apparently. I'm assuming in order to not have ice, you had to have heated up the world to some degree.
Right.
Hey, John, is that my coffee?
A wild John Doyle.
Thank you, John. Say hello to the guy. Thank you. You can say hi. You could go. You could just get in there.
Hello.
Thank you, John. John's working in the studio today.
Wow, I didn't know we were going to have a cameo from John Doyle today.
No, it's not on. You want to give your take?
Here,
about what?
Come on this side, John. Come on this
side. Yeah, you got to go on that side. No, but I was going to say that, number one, the world's been warming up this entire time. Number two, if you're telling me that the world warming up is going to lead to people like that dying, then I'm all for climate change.
Who's dying?
Go ahead and put her on the screen for a second. Do you see this? This woman who's telling us about climate change by dancing and showing us her moves. If climate change kills people and that person is one of them, then I'm gonna buy a Humvee today and I'm gonna start emitting more emissions.
Calm it down, John Kerry. Calm it down.
I can't really see what's happening.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing, because apparently you're having a good day today, and I don't want it to become a bad one.
So true. Yeah. You know, your podcast is kind of just like, look at all these terrible things. And it literally is the clown pill. Like, you just laugh at them in order to prevent yourself from kind of going crazy, I guess. And every now and then we have a conversation at a Chick-fil-A that makes me call into question the stability of Elijah Schaefer, but... we'll see.
Hey, I hate the Antichrist. I hate the Antichrist. I hate the Antichrist.
Buy my merch. I hate the Antichrist merch.
Dude, I love it. John Doyle coming in for a cameo. epic stuff right there. Very happy. We'll have him on the show soon. Of course, when he's not too busy being a cool, rich, young, successful man who has a lot of attention from attractive females. Literally. Exactly. Literally the case. Literally the case. We love John Doyle, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. So on top of that, I know you said that's being harsh, but why is my absurdity any more absurd than that? I mean, when you think about it, right, they always say that we're absurd, we're extreme. Oh, don't say that. That's a nice lady. She shouldn't die. Obviously, I don't actually want her to die. But I will also say this. I mean, what do we do with these people? At a certain point, it's like a disease, right? It's like diabetes. When you go, well, eventually, once the toes are rotten, you have to take off the whole foot. And I'm not talking about actually killing this person, but it's like, I am at the point where this has become so rampant in our society that she's considered, this is normal, and that's good, and she's doing positive for society, and we're considered extremists on this show. We're the ones that are insane. Bitch. You think the world's going to end in 12 years unless you hip thrust your vagina in our faces in a shirt dress.
She's doing that for climate justice, really. We should actually be thanking her for putting out this PSA. And, you know, as you can see by these dance moves, she put a lot of time and effort into really putting on this performance. So, you know, I give her 10 out of 10 stars for saving the climate. I think this video will actually eradicate all climate change.
And you see, it's like I've never been...
Yeah, Elijah, you know those videos where it's like you dub over the sound, go ahead, go.
Yeah. You know, there's a saying that it's like everybody likes boobs, right? That's a saying. Even babies like them, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, how could you not like them? This is the first time I've been repulsed by a pair of breasts bouncing. It's like, and I'm like, ew. I just go, gross.
Ma'am, please. Yeah. Ma'am, this is a Wendy's.
But I would.
Anyway, good Lord.
Anyway, well, right.
We could genuinely make a whole episode about roasting this woman, but Jesus says that we're only allowed 5 minutes per video.
Yeah. He says you're only allowed to roast the amount of TikToks is 70 times 7.
Exactly.
But we also have this. There was a video posted that, you know, we obviously in all of this confusion, we've not only begun erasing women. You know, I watched the Dave Chappelle special last night. Did you watch that?
You transphobe.
I really liked it because I liked, number one, that he was just honest, that he didn't like white people. And people don't like him because he doesn't like white people. I'm like, hey, at least this is a black guy who admits it. Not all black people don't like white people. Mm-hmm. But like, let's just be honest. For the most part, black people don't really like us.
Yeah, but they try to mask it and pretend that it's like, oh, well, it's because we're oppressed. And, you know, they try to use critical race theory to like push their ideology instead of straight up being like, yeah, we hate white people.
Yeah, just be honest. Yeah, just
be honest about it. Come on, guys. Like, we get it.
Yeah, and he called himself, I know this is like kind of old news, but like he even just, it's like, I'm transphobic. And that's so refreshing for someone to be like, no, I don't hate trans people. He's like, yeah, they're pretty weird and I don't like them that much. And it's like,
it kind of freaked me out, you know, when you see a demon on the street, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I'm really, so this is the best coffee ever. That's why he brought me one. It's the pumpkin one that it's like, it's with oat milk or whatever. Mm-hmm. So freaking good. My inner white woman comes out whenever these this season comes out. Who can resist pumpkin spice candles?
No one really.
Flavors.
Can.
It's so good.
I know.
No, but I'd say like, you know, it was a really good special and I really enjoyed it because he's like at the point where he's offensive because he just says the truth. And he said that the truth is offensive to people. And I thought of our show of how we're really not offensive. And in fact, we've become less offensive over the years in some ways because being offensive has become more accepted. People are craving that honesty. People just want to hear the truth. I have not honestly laughed at a special on Netflix probably in years since his last special. And I was laughing so hard last night simply because he was just honest about the reality of how effed up things have gotten. And they have. Because we are in a state in our society where we have completely self-imploded. Like the radical ideas that have come into our country have destroyed us from the inside. We are rotting and we're forced to live with the rot of these people that have accepted this degenerate, odd lifestyle. And that, I mean, how did you made, yeah. I didn't know that existed until you did that. You did that. And now I have to remember that existed. And hey, I was just gonna say, fuck you.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel, Lige.
I don't know if you feel like that, but I'm there. I'm there in life. Like people are like, well, hey, use my pronouns. Even, guess what? Fuck you.
Yeah. It's not even like we hate these people for being this way.
No.
We hate them because they're pushing us to accept their lifestyle. And, you know, if they just would put their weird makeup on and go, you know, to the nightclub with their fellow drag queens or whatever, like you do you, fam. But when you're walking up to women on the street with menstrual blood dripping down your leg, asking for Midol and striking terror into the hearts and minds of everyone around you, like F you, bro. Ugh.
Yeah, no,
stop.
That's the point is I'm just there. I am there. I can't do it anymore. I'm not going to snap because that's what they want to happen. But I'm telling you, just keep that away from me. Go away from me. Like, I'm just out there now. Like, it's like somebody comes up and looks like that. Get away from me.
We rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I guess that's a nicer way to say fuck you.
We rebuke you.
We rebuke you in the name of...
It's like, let's go, Brandon, is fuck you version of... Wow, I really butchered that.
They've totally embraced the Satanism, and it's gross. And like, I, you know, remember when we used to be in society and we would make videos and movies that were called horror movies that were scary about vampires like Van Helsing, and these creatures would come out and you'd go, oh my gosh, that's scary because things like that don't exist.
And now this is your kid's preschool teacher?
Yes, I'm not even, you know what? That's going to be a good scary movie. Imagine to be a good scary movie where everyone has to become this and being normal, but people are afraid of you if you dress normally because everyone's accepted the demonic transgenderism. And if you're not wearing that and you live in a world where people are afraid and like pulling their transgender demon children away from you and you know that you're not crazy, but everyone else is, but they're trying to force you, they're suing you so they can have sex with your kids.
Well, that's where we're at already, Elijah, because I was playing this TikTok of this therapist on my show the other day, and I should have brought it in for us. But this therapist said that when you see somebody with their whole face exposed, no face mask on, it triggers a fear response, a flight or fight response in you. And that's natural and that's okay because people that are not wearing face masks are now a threat. So we are now living in a period of society where normal people's faces are a threat and then this is normal.
Yeah, and this is also, we're apparently supposed to stop even using gendered language. Watch this video of saying that we're not supposed to say the word guys anymore. Let's watch this.
Let's talk about the use of guys as a gender-neutral term. For a lot of trans and non-binary folks, being referred to in this way triggers their dysphoria. And people will say, oh, I call all my friends guys, even my girlfriends. But your cis friends did not experience the trauma of being conditioned into a gender that is not theirs. For me, I have stopped saying it because I realize the importance of degendering our language. Language matters. And the words that we use inform the way we see the world. There are literally studies on this. So when we consider words like guys to be gender neutral and not girls or ladies, this fuels the narrative that man is default. And this is the core of the patriarchy. Look, you can use whatever words you want, but we have to consider their impact. And if someone tells you that the language you are using is hurting them and you decide not to change because it is more comfortable for you, I think that says a lot about your character. I love you.
I hate you. I hate you.
If people are using language that you say hurts them, keep using it because this is America, damn it.
Yeah. I don't want to police you. And I don't want to say that there's words that you can't use. Mm-hmm. But I want to let you know that if you use these words, I'm going to get you fired from your job.
And I will ruin your life forever.
Yeah. I love you. You know what? Hey, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ.
We rebuke you. We rebuke you.
I like how people wonder exactly, like they go, how could you make so many shows? I'm on 9 shows a week. How do you have stuff to say? Listen, it's not that I'm running out of things to say. As long as these people make these videos, we never will. And that's my point. It's coming down to the fact to where we're getting closer and closer to the truth, where instead of having to dissect these videos, all we have to say is either F you or we rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ, and 98% of people will agree. Like, it's like, that's where we're at. If you're there, let me know in the comments. Please let me know in the comments, because I want to know if you're where I'm at with this, where I don't even want to argue with you anymore. I just want you to go away. I want you to cease existence. And I don't want people like you in my country. I don't like you. I don't care if people say it's bigoted. I don't like you. And I don't want you around. Oh, well, Elijah, Elijah's, mean. Okay, I am. I don't like you. And yeah. I don't want you around my kids. And you're stupid and you're a dumb bitch. And I don't want you anywhere near me or my family.
Agree. And that's what it is too, Elijah. Like, a lot of people think it's such an extreme thing to talk about secession or the division of America into two separate countries, if you will. But we're already there. We're already living in two separate countries, a country where people worship Dr. Fauci. They're still wearing their face masks. People like this are allowed to dictate what they think and feel. And then the other side of America, who is living free, has been breathing raw air, thinks that these people are insane because they are. Yeah, raw air, okay? We're out here, Elijah, breathing raw air, all right? Straight, boy, straight. These people are freaking crazy, and they need to go back into mental asylums. Like, I'm done with it. I'm done with this nonsense. If something like this came up to me on the side of the street, I'd be like, you're a boy? You look like a boy, so stop pretending you're a girl. You're ugly. Get out of my face.
Yeah, well, she actually would, too. That's what she told me the other day. She said that to my face. She said, so it's not transphobia because she says it to everyone.
Yeah, that's equality, baby. I call you ugly. I call your mom ugly. No, just kidding. Not your mom.
Before we started the show, we had a conversation about how I have a weird shaped head. And that's actually true.
Look at it.
But what I also said last night, too, is that if you see this picture, this video of Dave Rubin, we actually have like similar shaped heads. So sorry, Dave. Apparently we both have round white boy heads, and with all this stuff and speaking, obviously there's a risk to all of this because, they'll say that you're mean or that there's something wrong with you or you got, hate speech. And there's pretty much nowhere where you can be honest. Even on YouTube, if you write a comment, they'll auto delete your comments because you watch that happening. People are, you delete my comments. I don't delete your comments. YouTube doesn't even let you post them with certain words, which is why you need to start securing your privacy and you need to be able to talk to people with an encryption, specifically using StartMail. So StartMail is end-to-end encrypted email service, which means people are not going to be able to not only hack this because they use their own servers, but they also, when you delete your emails, they actually get as deleted as Hillary Clinton's emails. Like, Hillary Clinton blew up her servers to hide her conspiracy against the United States government and the corruption. And not all of you guys have the ability to blow up servers for like Gmail. I don't recommend you blowing up Gmail servers either. So if you want to delete something, still those companies hold your information. StartMail deletes it and it's gone and you're not going to be able to recover it. So it's also, what's cool too, is that people aren't going to be able to sell your information. They're not going to be able to take what you have and use it against you. And also, if you think that your email is private because you have a password, Good luck, buddy. You're going to need something as well. And also, there's another encrypted email service that actually did get hacked, and that was not Start Mail. And I don't want to even give them airtime. But if you go to startmail.com/offensive, you can sign up today and get 50% off your first year at startmail.com/offensive. That's startmail.com/offensive, OFFENSIVE. Get your end-to-end encrypted, trusted, reliable internet that is absolutely secure and safe and gives you anonymity online so that you are not hacked by the companies that hate you. Go to startmail.com/offensive. That's startmail.com/offensive for 50% off your first year. All right. So as we were talking about this, we are there. I'm at the point where things are getting pretty crazy. A little update on what's been going on. If you guys watched our last episode, I think that was our last episode with Adam Krigler, we talked a lot about the new pole dancing classes that are for children. Yeah.
Yeah, that's normal.
So I was at AmpFest, and it was like a lot of like boomers and Gen X, and I said it on the stage. You should have heard the gasp. It was so funny. I was like, yeah, so they're offering pole dancing classes for kids, and I forgot that not everyone in the world is as effed up as this audience.
I see.
And so they're like, people were like, and like women were like,
in our America? Yes, like, in your America.
And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. Like, if you're an SOB, a slightly offensive backer, and you watch this show, you're like, oh yeah, pole dancing for kids, it must be a Friday on Slightly Offensive.
But totally normal.
It must be we a Friday. Friday. I'm just waiting for the transgender demon next week that has period blood going down his legs.
You guys remember the condom carrot? We do too.
Let me remove that real fast. No. I sat on it. It was an accident.
It was an accident.
No, but I meant like, you know, that's the point is that we've become we're desensitized. And I know you guys are sick mother effers. I watch the show. You watch the show and you're like,
what is wrong with y'all?
You watch the show because you know you love it. It's sick. It's weird. We don't get it either. We just laugh at it. We don't know what to do yet. I'm starting to connect the dots and thinking that maybe Elon Musk's flamethrower has something to do with the solution. But I haven't gotten there yet.
Fire solves a multitude of problems, man. It really does.
Yeah, but we were talking. We were one of the first shows to talk about that last week. Mm-hmm. I'm really proud. We were able to expose a lot of that. One of the great journalists, Cassandra Fairbanks at the Gateway Pundit, actually did a little more research into this topic. And she's a friend of ours. She's a friend of mine. She's a friend of Savannah and of the show. We love Cassandra Fairbanks here.
Cassandra.
And so apparently the husband of the Indiana woman offering pole dancing classes for 7-year-old kids is, no shocker, a registered child sex offender, according to reports. So there's the banner that we have that's called Kids Pole 2. Mm. And I don't mean to break the news here, but they don't. So they don't. Kids don't strip. They don't do it.
Not a good thing.
Here's this gentleman here.
Yeah, he looks like a very well-adjusted member of society. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, he's a registered sex offender.
Yeah, so they're offering pole dancing classes to as little as 7. So here's what it is. Feminist News reports that according to a private criminal record search conducted by Truth Finder, Maxwell Garrett Huebner was charged on March 11th, 2009, of sexual misconduct with a minor. According to the report, Huebner was convicted of a sexual offense under Indiana Code 354249, a sexual offense against a minor at less than 16 years of age, but at least 14 years of age. Huebner would have been approximately 21 years old when the offense was committed. So I'm not getting into anything about these laws in our country. I'm not going there. Obviously, I'm not going to even explain anything. It's just that he has this offense on his record. And most of us hopefully don't have these things on our record. Hopefully we didn't do these things.
Yeah.
And hopefully we don't also have it on our record at the same time. But even worse, then if you had that, because people can change and you can be redeemed, and people like this guy could have changed his life and went on the right track or something like that. The next step, I would say, if I had to choose between going on with your life and giving your life to God or offering pole dancing classes to children, I would say the pole dancing classes for children was the wrong decision, probably.
Yeah. Very wise words there, Elijah. I can really tell that you marinated on that for a while before coming to that conclusion. But I think that, you know, me and the average viewer would also say the same thing. Pole dancing for 7-year-olds, maybe not the best choice.
No.
Especially if you're a registered sex offender. But I mean, what do we know?
No, I know. I know. So that was just a little update called We Called It.
yeah.
That's an update here at Slightly Offensive saying, when we said that it seemed like this was a pedophilic thing to do, it turns out the people behind it were pedophiles. So before you drop your kid off, I know it's like we offer products here at a discount. And I know sometimes you hear about the products, the fake mask. Sometimes you hear about, the Start Male. And of course, which we'll talk about later, the Undertak underwear, which, by the way, are the best boxers. They're so comfortable. I will get to that later. I love them. I want Undertak underwear to be hugging my nuts. I want Undertak underwear to be worn by all men, no matter what age you are. And I want my underwear to touch me where people shouldn't. I don't want a pole dancing husband. Maxwell Garrett Huebner, you are not allowed to touch my balls or anybody else's unwarranted or any woman. That's all I was going to say. Fair enough. You sick shit. Honestly, gross. I don't know what the hell, man.
Yeah.
What were you thinking, buddy? What were you thinking? What were you thinking?
I think he was thinking about
think he was thinking.
Children and wanting to kind of be a little bit pedophile-y.
I know. And so it's like that. It gets worse though on this topic, since we're already on forbidden topics.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we've heard a lot about Loudoun County.
A lot, yes.
They've been in the news a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What are they famous for?
I'm shutting down parents at school board meetings.
Yeah. So people have called out the corruption of this county in regards to specifically trying to keep parents away from having any influence on their children and the things that they learn by shutting parents out of school board meetings. And of course, the school board denies being corrupt. But it turns out, other than trying to teach your kids the racist critical race theory and the 1619 project, that the corruption of these school boards goes much deeper. It says here from the DailyWire.com that Loudoun County schools tried to conceal sexual assault against daughter in bathroom, father says. And I don't know, do we have a video of this?
We don't have
okay.
the video.
This is a father in a viral video of school board arrest says his daughter was raped in a school bathroom. On June 22nd, Scott Smith was arrested at Loudoun County, Virginia school board meeting, a meeting that was ultimately deemed an unlawful assembly after many attendees vocally opposed a policy on transgender students. Let me go ahead and make that a little bit bigger so you guys can see that there. Whoa, that was very big. What people did not know is that weeks prior, on May 28th, Smith says a boy allegedly wearing a skirt... A transgender crossdresser committing sexual assault. Okay, let me get into this. I love when we say this is true and we were right the whole time. A boy allegedly wearing a skirt entered a girl's bathroom at nearby Stonebridge High School where he sexually assaulted Smith's ninth grade daughter. Juvenile records are sealed, but Smith's attorney Elizabeth Lancaster told the Daily Wire that a boy was charged with two counts of forcible sodomy. Yikes. One count of anal sodomy and one count of forcible fellatio related to an incident that day at that school. As a result of the viral video showing his arrest, Smith became the poster child for what the National School Board Association has since suggested could be a form of domestic terrorism. A white blue-collar male who showed up to harangue obscure public servants at his local board. That is true. You know that the FBI couldn't stop Las Vegas. They probably actually caused Las Vegas, but that's another story. They couldn't stop the January 6th. They couldn't find the pipe bomber. Mm-hmm. That was them. But that was them. But they can arrest parents for protesting critical race theory. that being said, we're there that if someone would have sat and listened for 30 seconds to what Scott had to say, they would have been mortified and heartbroken. Minutes before his arrest, Loudoun County Public School Superintendent lectured the public that concerns about the transgender policy were misplaced because the school system had no record of any assault occurring in any school bathroom. And that's the reality. That is the reality. Oh, I'm not buying a membership to the Daily Wire. Choose your password. Pass. There you go. Sorry, small dig. But I will say this, that it's crazy because that's the point about the corruption of the school boards. They say that they're not indoctrinating your children. The transgender policy is good. That critical race theory is good. We know what's really going on, that they're so concerned about protecting and promoting transgenders that somebody raped a kid and they tried to conceal it and not talk about it because they really, really want boys to go into girls' restrooms. These are sick people. They want kids to pole dance. They want boys and girls' restrooms. You degenerate, satanic demons. These are demons.
Yeah.
Who are you?
And don't forget, too, the We Spawn California, where that transgender woman was swinging her dong in front of little girls. And then the media covered and said it was a transphobic thing that people were going and protesting what happened there. I'm just really tired of seeing the corruption of our children in this country. And again, we've talked about, like, Yuri Bezmenov, who talks about, you know, re-educating the generations of children so that way, you know, you can subvert a country. And that's what's happening right now. That's why we're seeing such an attack on our kids. And it's very heartbreaking.
Yeah. And if you want to see how crazy this is, right? So somebody is forcibly raped. I don't know how you'd be unforcibly raped. I guess that's a really dumb thing to say. And to laugh while saying that, because it's not funny at all. It's not funny. I just laugh at everything.
Keeps laughing.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Elijah's like, I am so uncomfortable, so I'm just going to laugh it off.
It's just like uncomfortable for me to be like, there was a boy in a skirt that raped someone's daughter and the school board just trying to act like it didn't happen because he was wearing a skirt. And that sets a weird precedent that, you know, that's why I was really happy to hear Dave Chappelle rip into the trans community, because it's like, stop protecting these people because they don't need protection. And they can, if they're real, if trans women are women and trans men are men, then let them defend themselves like any man or woman. And you know what? They can be shut down like any other man or woman. Okay? Relax. But while this is going on and they're concealing this, Michael Austin says that Grace Smith, a 16-year-old at junior at Laramie High School, who was arrested and removed from school in handcuffs, that her crime was not wearing a surgical mask. This is a picture of a 16-year-old who was arrested for not wearing a surgical mask in school. I do not have much more to the story. I don't know all of the details, but this apparently was a verified account. And if you go ahead and you read more, let me go ahead and read this story to you guys. Let's go ahead and get into this. From the Western Journal, surgical masks were first created to prevent healthcare workers from infecting their patients' wounds. They weren't meant to be used by healthy people to slow or stop the spread of viruses. That's true. That's why they were invented. You know, I got two strikes again on that last channel for saying the same thing. And it's crazy because that's what is the truth. And, you know, you just got a strike on your channel recently. Like, you can't say the
truth.
You're
not allowed to talk about the truth anymore. We are really living in a point of society where 2 + 2 = 5. And if you say any different, you will be silenced and you will be called a domestic terrorist. That's where we're at in society right now. Look at the employees at Southwest this past weekend who shut things down. What ended up happening? Blue check marks on Twitter called them domestic terrorists because they had the audacity to stand up for their freedoms and rights. We do the same thing. You know, we talk about true things. YouTube says, no, you're a liar. We're shutting you down.
Yeah. No, 100%. And that's why it says, nevertheless, after months of flip-flopping and inconsistent messaging, the ruling health elite made up the World Health Organization, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci and others, has decided that mandatory masking is key when it comes to stopping the COVID-19 pandemic. No, there's not. The studies don't exist, but the people say it does. And that's what's so crazy. It's like YouTube's in cahoots with these people and the big tech where they go, well, if Dr. Fauci said it, hey, Dr. Fauci, how about that?
Ditto. We rebuke you. We rebuke you.
We rebuke you, Dr. Fauci, in the name of Jesus Christ. Literally, literally.
Our actual savior, not some crazy idol doctor.
Which, by the way, the reviews came out about his movie and Rotten Tomatoes. You know, I'm not going to show you a picture, but while you were locked in your houses and weren't able to work, Dr. Fauci was making a movie about himself. And the best part, if you notice about the movie about himself, the picture they use of the movie to advertise it is him sitting at a desk with a giant painted mural of himself next to the desk, as if that's normal. And he has candles of himself as a saint in his office. Not that that's creepy, but anyway. That brings up the interesting thing. It's like, there's a global cabal of medical elites that have come together and have dictated what you can or cannot say. And so they said that masks are effective. So then they are. Even if you read on the box that they're just like, the box like warns you about what they can and can't be used for. And the box, the manufacturers by law have to let you know what they're not able to help you with. And yet you have to wear them. And it's so insane. It's so freaking insane.
Well, it's kind of like all these industries are tied and, you know, they're all really trying to make a lot of money. You know, like how the NIH is funding Merck's new COVID pill. The same NIH whose director was tied to gain of function research in Wuhan.
Do you know about this?
It's interesting.
Before we even go any further about this story, it's really interesting, though. It's very interesting. So obviously everybody knows here that I am one of the best fact checkers in America. Like, I, hands down, I don't like to give myself credit for a lot of things because there's not a lot of things to give myself credit for.
Outside of having a weird shaped head in C-plus comedy.
Yeah, there's not a lot of things. There's not a lot of things. I don't even have the best or the worst show. I have the best worst show. Nothing's really that much to boast about. Besides having a beautiful wife, my grandmother being one of the best grandmas in the world, I don't have a lot of things to really... my grandma is the best grandma in the world, actually.
We love you, Grandma.
Compared them. Grandma Lois is my favorite grandma ever.
She's a good grandma.
And I will tell you this. I have gotten to the point where I was looking for content on Twitter. And check this out, guys. They have this thing called trending, where it's like it forces a story on you when you get on. And it was letting me know about how claims about the harms of vaccines from Pfizer are actually incorrect. A study from Vietnam about the harm of vaccine is an incorrect study, and it's being misinterpreted by the public. And I look at the citation. It's a citation, Reuters fact checkers. Now, Reuters, I believe, is a Canadian entity. I'm pretty sure it's Canadian news, but Reuters is very well accepted in the United States. We use them as a source here all the time. It's one of the mainstream media powerhouses. They own so much. What you don't understand is the former CEO up until 2020 and the current Reuters Foundation chairman is on the board of Pfizer. Like, listen, he's on the board of Pfizer. The fact-checking organization to let us know that's being used to let us know has ruling members of influence that are being paid by Pfizer. Is that a conflict of interest? Because I feel like that is a conflict of interest. I mean, as a fact-checker, and I fact-check the fact-checkers, I just want to say that is a conflict of interest. On top of that, do we have this in here? The CNBC tweet about them paying the advertisement for Pfizer. Do we have that in here?
Yes, we should.
Can you let me know where it is in here for a second? Because I got. Oh yeah, here it is. Here it is. I have found it. Perfect. On top of that, check this out. This is something that not everyone's talking about. So I get this post from CNBC, another corporate media outlet, saying messenger RNA, a groundbreaking biotechnology, has immense potential beyond fighting infectious disease. This is how it works. And it says here, at least they said it, paid post for Pfizer ad promoted by Pfizer Inc. Okay, not only did Pfizer pay for the wording, but then Pfizer paid Twitter to promote the ad even more. So Pfizer is paying Twitter for ads. So they're paying big tech, and big tech is letting them pay for their advertisements, and they're paying corporate media, and the corporate media that they're not physically paying for the ads, they're paying their members as board members. Big tech, the vaccine companies, and the mainstream media are all working together. And I know you might think that, and you might already kind of get that because you're smart and you watch the show and you know that. But this is the proof. So people wanted to ask you, like, how do you prove they're all working together? This is a big conspiracy against the general public here. Hey, you're welcome. There you go, buddy. Because it goes a step further. I would just like to say this. It goes a step further that I also found. Check this out. One of the CNBC's contributor and their main commentator on vaccines is on the board of Pfizer. He's on the board of Pfizer. I forget his name, but Savannah, their main commentator on TV from MSNBC and CNBC or whatever, yeah, that talks to the general public about the efficacy of vaccines is currently on the board of Pfizer.
Well, that kind of seems like a conflict of interest, especially when we are seeing reports of, some adverse reactions in regards to the Pfizer vaccine.
Credit score lowered.
Well, yeah, but we would never discuss that here because, just kidding, we would, because we're not
tied to
members on the board of Pfizer.
To speak for yourself, I want a Lamborghini. No, I'm just kidding, but I'm going, it's like, this is so effed up. It is so messed up that the media and big tech and these drug companies are working together against us. They're working against us. They're waging war on us. They are fighting us. They want you to seem crazy, but you're not. You're sane. They're like, and friends call you insane because you want to breathe, as Savannah put it, raw air. I mean, you walk around and you watch people with face masks and face shields calling you insane. I mean, and we talked about this. They're firing people, sports players, for not being vaccinated against COVID while Magic Johnson played basketball with AIDS.
That's so, facts.
Savannah told me that. She's like,
I did. It's something that is going, it's kind of like mini trending in conservative Twitter right now, because people are like, why would you say that? That's awful to say. But it's like, I mean, and think about who was, leading us through the AIDS epidemic as well, was Dr. Fauci. And we're just seeing just the hypocrisy that is going on right now, and the sheer insanity, and how well it and easy it is to control people via fear by everything that we're living through right now. It's kind of crazy.
It's true. Mm. It is true.
Yeah.
So obviously, as we transition, we're going to talk more about this. I'm going to tell you, whether you've partially transitioned or not, no matter how you identify in this world, I can tell you one thing. One thing I'm always proud of you guys is that not only do you all have BDE, and that is certified, not even by just a fact checker, but Savannah knows all the men that watch this show, and even the women, the men you're married to, big dick energy. All you guys do. What are you going to do with that big dick and those balls? What are you going to do with them all? You can't put them everywhere. You got to put them somewhere. Why not couple them in the most comfortable underwear that allows you to discreetly pack away your sidearm that you trust every day to perform better than all the other men around you? Yeah, I'm talking about UnderTac underwear. And these are just underwear. They're wear that you want to wear everywhere. Okay, so let me tell you about these boxer briefs. They are not brief, and they are not just boxers. They're boxer eternities. They're not just brief, because you want to wear them all the damn time. They breathe. And one thing I will tell you, they have led to sexual encounters in my life. If you want more sexual encounters, they have this quick release open thing. And believe me, my wife, I don't want to get graphic, but just like when you go to the candy store and you know how like they have the little things that open up really quickly, and so you like just reach in and you steal a candy and you eat it in the candy shop. You know what I'm talking about? Because like they says don't try the candy, but you always do. This is literally a candy store, and it has a little pouch that opens up and you can try it. Believe me. And trust me, boys, they will try it and they will want to. A woman sees you in these underwear, she's going to want to have sex with you immediately. And you might say, are you exaggerating? No, you actually all have the biggest junk, and you are all guaranteed to have the best lives ever. And not only that, but they stay dry. They don't ride up, and they also look cool. They don't have like the rainbow bands. They're not like homosexual underwear with like sock stuff in. Like, man, you just got to wear these. And trust me, it's also an amazing company as well. These guys stand up for our rights. They're an amazing company. They won't abandon you because you post something on Twitter. These guys are legit. So anyway, go to UnderTac.com. That's UnderTac.com, and use the promo code offensive to buy three and get one free. I obviously just got more of these. They're amazing. So buy three, get one free. And who doesn't need more boxers? And who doesn't need the best boxers in America? Go to UnderTac.com, promo code offensive, UnderTac.com, offer code offensive to buy three, get one free. And honestly, as you know, Savannah, if you saw a man in these, that might be the game changer.
It'd be over. It really
It's the game changer.
I'd be like, oh, I can tell that you love America because this is an American-made company. That's very important and very fashionable, very fashionable.
Yeah, and it's not the other part we talked about that would get you going. Anyway, sorry for that ad, Grandma.
Sorry, Grams.
Sorry, UnderTac.com, promo code offensive. Anyway, had a sip on this. This is so epic. Mm-hmm. I like drinking it in front of you, too, Sav, because you know you want it, technically.
I know.
Sav wants one of these, and she didn't, because you didn't pick John up from the airport.
I didn't. I know. I'm going to publicly shame myself for that. He was like, you're a d- for that one. I was like, fair.
Yeah,
fair.
And you are what you eat. So anyway, anyway, as we mentioned with the insanity, what's going on, you do know with the police state, I want you to put up this video 8 on B-roll. So there is this new robot that is named Xavier, and giving robots names already scares me a little bit, because why do we have to name them? Why can't it just be called like a...
Well, because we want to humanize them so that way, people feel bad when other people try to shoot the robots when they're taking away our rights.
Yeah, I would say like, let's see, Xavier name origin.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the historical origin of this.
Yeah, let me see this. Xavier comes from the Catholic Church. I knew it was, I thought he was Hispanic. It's Spanish. So we had to name the robot a Spanish name. What, I mean, dude, when you talk about people creeping around and making me feel uncomfortable and then you call them Hispanic and then you wonder why people are racist. Exactly. I love this video where it's talking about, you know, they have this new robot that looks for criminal activity. And they go, some people are concerned because they don't define what that sort of criminal activity can be defined by. Now, people don't tell you also, too, that these cameras can detect if you're not social distancing. So we're going into the world. We're going to have Xavier walking around doing his Hispanic thing. But instead of, but he's still going to be robbing you because he's going to be giving you tickets. Imagine this. You're hanging out with a friend. You get within 6 feet of hanging out. A robot pulls up that you didn't even see because it has a 360 camera. Prints out a ticket for you. And it like comes out of the machine and hands you a fine, and you don't even interact with a human, and you just have to pay through your QR or scan your QR code on the robot, and you get your social credit score deducted, or you can pay money.
I'm just imagining this robot Xavier rolling around San Francisco and printing out tickets to all the crackheads that are pooping on the street, and them just being like, okay, cool, I'm going to wipe my ass with this now, thanks.
Yeah, and to make matters worse, which we're going to talk about tonight, is that they're actually already moving into it. You can only pay if you have your COVID vaccine in Australia starting in November. The big banks and everyone's going to be able to take your QR passport to buy things. So I will get into that tonight. Because there's a lot to talk about there on You Are Here at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Oh, and live. Also, too, before we get off of the topic of robots, because this is in Singapore, this was D.C. this morning. Boston Dynamics were just walking their robot dogs around the city because, yeah, this is our future, man. This is our future. I can't wait until robot dogs are tackling us. We're not wearing face masks.
I don't want it.
It's going to be super progressive. Super progressive.
It's like when I saw I had a promoted ad to me online. Mm-hmm. It was talking about plant-based shrimp.
Yeah, vegan shrimps.
I don't want your world. I don't want your police state. Leave me alone. I don't want your world.
So was it the demon drag queen dripping menstrual blood, the robot dogs coming to take away your rights, or pedophiles offering pole dancing classes to seven-year-olds? Which part of that don't you want, Elijah?
Well, I'm trying to figure out why we don't have working air conditioning in our studio.
Well, we were in a broom closet, to be fair.
I had shooting pain up my arm. I'm falling apart in front of you guys. I was like...
The New World Order got him, guys. He is currently being attacked by a government beam. This is an attack.
No, I just hit my elbow on the desk and shot, like, you know when you hit that little part, not like even a funny one, but like it hurts like your whole forearm. I'm like,
no, it's like you just hit your elbow, but everyone in the chat is like, it's the government. The government got Elijah mid-show.
I know. It's like, I don't know. That really hurt. My arm now is, now you see how weak I am.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be so weak, Elijah.
I know. Anyway, getting back to that, I know you see me with my hands down here, and I'm like, you're like, what are you doing? Put the demon back on the screen. Anyway, you find it disgusting? Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. That demon does not wear underwear. That demon drips blood down his legs.
Stop. I'm scared.
No, but yeah, like this police state, everything coming together, it is absolutely insane. I want to get back, though, to the story of what happened here. Is that in fact this has become with a 16-year-old girl was removed from her school in handcuffs for refusing to wear a mask. Before coming to school on Thursday morning, Grace Smith had already served two consecutive two-day suspensions for not complying with her school district's mask mandate. Albany County School District mandate states that anyone inside a district building must have his or her face covered. The rule is up for review in a week, but Smith wasn't willing to wait that long. She believes that the mandate violates her constitutional rights and as a result continues to refuse and comply. Amen.
You go, Grace Smith. What a freaking American hero. That's what I like to see, Americans taking back their rights. And that's it's that simple.
Grace Smith, I would like to know, I know you're 16, and I'd be willing to pay for a parent to come with you if you don't want to travel alone, because I understand that you're a minor, and I don't know if your parents are okay. But if you see this, please shoot me shoot Savannah an email at shernandez@mercurystudios.com. She only replies to emails that are legit, so if you guys spam her with emails, she will not reply to you. But please send that an email or find a way to get a hold of me, and I will fly you guys out. We will get you on the show. Especially on the live show, I want to hear your story. We support you 100% in your endeavor, and I'd love to hear. And if you're going to, you know, if you have some GoFundMe you need to promote to pay for legal fees or whatever, we got you, fam. Grace Smith, can we get confetti of color for Grace Smith? Amen. That is
good
so cool.
You,
We're
Grace.
Really proud of you, Grace. We are really, really proud of you. And you know what? If you don't want to cry and you don't want to lose this, the people hate the mask so much. So do I. They're so stupid. In the meantime, I would say just don't wear them. That's true. And also, if you need to get onto a plane for some reason, I'm going to put this on my mat. But also, I do want to say this. Look at this video of this kid. Let's play video 5 of a mom telling her kid that they won and beat the mask mandate and that they don't have to wear them anymore. Watch out. This will break your heart. Let's watch video 5.
Can I tell you something? So, there were some parents of Bentonville School, some of my friends, who took the school to court. Okay? They took them to court saying they can't mandate masks. And we won. Starting tomorrow, baby, you don't have to wear. Oh, it's gonna be so weird.
Like, look at the raw emotion of this kid knowing he doesn't have to wear a face mask anymore.
It's dehumanizing, it's humiliating, and that's the ritual. They want us to suffer while they make movies for Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. And again, you know, we've seen so many news stories coming out about, oh, this politician's partying maskless while your kids have to mask up. Well, lucky for this kid, because his parents had the balls to stand up against this corrupt government, he doesn't have to wear this mask anymore. And he, like, again, like, look at the joy on his face now that he doesn't have to wear it.
Yeah, I do want to say this. And that's why, like, look, everything around you, like, they say that people want masks. It's all fake. It is literally all fake. I'm going to tell you this real fast. I'm going to show you this. Do you know that, I don't know if you know this, there's this whole new series on YouTube from Kamala Harris that is essentially to get kids involved in NASA. And it's about her, like, approaching these real kids that are out there, and she's teaching them about space and getting them interested. And you go, wait, because obviously it's not a fake presidency and not a fake vice president and everything isn't fake, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, even though they have fake White Houses in a fake stage on a fake injection and a fake world on...
A press secretary that tells us fake statistics.
It couldn't all be fake because YouTube says it's not. To make matters worse,
correct.
In this video that's supposed to be with taking random school children and teaching them about space, apparently it turns out, you don't even need to go to my screen, all of these kids involved in this were all paid actors that auditioned. So it's not even just like they paid kids to participate. There was they had to get auditions. And you do notice one thing about this entire film series is they never talk to a young white man. They've excluded white men from the, oh, what did white men have to do with space exploration? Everything. Do you know how we got to space? It was because of Nazi rocket scientists. It was because of white supremacists that we got to space. You know, white supremacy is so bad, we might have gone to the moon.
And my favorite part about these kids being actors is that Kamala's performance was so bad that even they couldn't respond to it properly. Like, look at this photo of these kids. They are so dead inside. Look at the kid in the middle. He's like, damn, Kamala, come on. Learn how to speak to a kid.
Oh my gosh.
He is so dead inside. They are all so dead inside. They're like, Kamala, please stop speaking to us like we're 3 years old.
Yeah, that's how I feel it. Can you put that picture up? Can we save that picture? We need to save some things. Like, that's how I look at everything now. And look, they're wearing the surgical masks.
I know.
It's so cringy. It's so dumb. And I don't like the society that we live in anymore. I don't like it. If this is America, then I don't like it. So that's just the truth. I'm anti-society now.
What don't you like about actor children being forced to mask up and pretend they like Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I'm like, go back to that.
What's not to like about that?
Is that you in the corner? Like, I don't pay you like that. I don't pay you well, but not that well.
Maybe you needed the money. If you guys gave me a raise, I wouldn't have to go be a child actor for Kamala Harris.
Why are you acting for the vice president?
I was just infiltrating, just trying to do my civil duty.
Dude, literally in some hard times I might have done it too, but it's also just like, it's all fake. Nothing's real. It's all made up. And it's there's no such thing as reality anymore. We have a fake government, a fake country, we have a fake empire, fake health measures, fake everything's fake.
Fake genders.
We have fake entertainment, fake movies, fake news. It's just all fake. And it, you know, it's like we have people with artificial vaginas. what the hell is going on?
Yeah, aren't they also trying to like figure out how to incubate babies outside of the womb as well right now?
Yes.
Everything's fake. Your kid, your future kid will be fake. You can already design your child like genetically so that they can have a specific color of eye. Ah, what a fun society.
Yeah, exactly. I really...
How do we feel? Like these kids. Dead inside.
On that note, obviously you guys know that this is an audio-only podcast. We are growing. I'm really happy to say that in news commentary on podcasts, we are in the top 50.
Ow, ow. And confetti boy.
I don't know why, but you are here. Well, because Blaze... Because that's a Blaze show and they don't own this show, but they own that show. I guess they like put some ads in other people's audio on their own audio platforms. So that show's like beating this show by like 25 positions. It's been going for 30 days. Don't.
Okay, guys,
we're
going to
pit
new,
you against Brandon.
No, this is the new T-Series v PewDiePie. Okay, slightly offensive versus You Are Here. Simps, show me some love. Go leave us some reviews. Go to Blaze TV /Elijah. Go show us some love because slightly offensive getting beat out by You Are Here. Here is absolutely atrocious, and I expected more from you guys. I really did.
That is Savannah Hernandez telling you she expected more.
I did. I expect more. Slightly offensive. We will reign.
Let me go ahead and let's read a couple of the reviews here for you guys. If you leave that review, you might get it read on the show. MN Snowstorm said, keep fighting the good fight. Appreciate all the hard work you were doing. So sorry you keep getting screwed over by social media censorship. Doesn't matter. I love the exclamation. Doesn't matter. It's true. Those who want the truth and seek out intelligence will find you. Thank you. And honestly, I gotta say, since Savannah and I stopped trying to kill each other every day, I feel like the show's gotten better. Like we don't even need guests. Like I like just doing the show with you. That's fun. I know. I just enjoy it. I do. I thoroughly enjoy it.
It's a great time. I really enjoy talking about transsexual demons on here.
Yeah.
It's a
I know.
Very good use of both of our time.
I really do love it. we have one from Michael Klump says we are slightly offensive. Always love the show. I'm not a blind viewer for the most part because I have to get the full effects of TikToks. But I came here to say that I'm looking forward to the meta moment when the intro is I'm Elijah, I'm Sav, and you are slightly offensive. Stay awesome. Wait. What does meta moment mean?
I think it's when like you are here and slightly offensive merge. I think that's what they're trying to get at.
Oh, I know. Hey, if you guys want to see her on that show, just let Sydney know. I don't do bookings. Actually, Sydney's been doing all the bookings. Let Sydney Watson know if you want to see her there. And also, that's good, too. Anyway, my name is Elijah Schaefer, and you can follow all my social media below. This is Savannah Hernandez. You can also follow her. I know your podcast is doing well. Am I right?
Yeah, it's doing good. It's doing good.
You got a new locals, podcast. I heard?
I did. I got a locals. You guys can go follow me, savsays.locals.com. That's Dave Rubin's site, actually.
Yeah. I don't even know it's all connected, but it's somehow we're all connected. But yeah, she got a locals. She's doing well. You know, and even in the future in the show, she may not be switching the show. She may go sit in a seat or something, but we're not going to lose her. Just like she hasn't lost me. The show's not going anywhere.
We're here, guys. Relax.
We love you guys. We're not going anywhere. We're not going to abandon this. This is a good audience. Sav, you know this. I think, okay, so you've been officially here. Congratulations for 1 year.
Thank you. Thank you. Confetti.
Yeah, you've been here for 1 year. And haven't you grown to love this audience?
I really have. I love the audience. I really appreciate all of the live viewers that we always have and the amount of people who support us. I love reading your guys' reviews on podcast. I love reading your YouTube comments. And we love the Blaze TV subs, too. Like, thank you guys for supporting us always. Mm-hmm.
We're Blaze TV doms, though. None of us are subs.
Exactly. BDE all day, every day, baby. We're under attack underwear. Let's go.
Anyway. Have a great rest of the week as your top 17, 18, 19th host. I don't even know what I am anymore. And may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.